Okay, so the focus is Wall Street, but the heart of this problem is homeowners and the people who are getting foreclosed on. NPR's Chris Arnold is here now. And what does this federal bailout mean for them?
Hi, Madeline. Well, this might be good for them. And I think this is really interesting. You know, the first goal with all this is to calm down the system, stop the stock market from free falling and, you know, the credit markets from freezing up. But, you know, we're on track to see upwards of 1 million foreclosures this year. Those numbers keep snowballing. And once we settle the markets down, there's going to be a chance here for those people to be dealing with the government instead of this angry debt collector who's representing a bunch of investors who own their loan. And, you know, the hope is that would be better for them.
Well, how would it be better for them? Because they're still going to owe all this money. And so how would the government treat them differently?
Well, yeah, I mean, they are still going to owe the money. And the details are just emerging. But, you know, first of all, just the scale of this thing. I mean, $700 billion, that's a lot of money. And I talked to one economist this morning. He thinks the government might be able to buy up the bulk of these problem loans in the system with that much money. And the companies that are managing these loans for the homeowners that own them and are facing foreclosure, they've just been totally paralyzed by the sheer scale of this problem, and they really haven't been doing their job.
So, Chris, the idea here is that the government will do a better job handling these loans than the marketplace?
Yeah, and you know, that's blasphemy for some people. But I mean, you have to recognize that the market is broken here. Something is just not working right. And you can see that when you just do the basic math on the situation. I mean, you've got a couple million people facing foreclosure. Some of them, there's nothing you can do. You know, maybe they lied on their loan application. They knew they were lying. They don't have a job. It's just totally hopeless and you have to write off their mortgage. But, you know, there's a lot of other people out there who it's a much grayer area. They have a job. They're kids are going to school down the street. They want to keep the house, but, you know, they just borrowed a little too much money or their mortgage broker lied to them and told them it was a fixed rate loan and actually it was an adjustable and now it's a 12% and they can't afford it, you know, and there's 12 other things that could be going on, but ultimately they can pay something. And it often can be in the best interest of the investors that own the loans and the homeowner if you cut them a deal. You know, if you say, well, can you pay 5 or 6% interest? We'll take a little off the top. Then at least you don't have a foreclosure. You lose a lot more money. You know, people break into the house, rip out the pipes. I mean, things get ugly and everybody loses. You can just tell that the system's broken because a lot of those workouts, as you call them, just aren't happening.
So, Chris, where does it say in the $700 billion bailout proposal that there will be help for homeowners to either renegotiate their loans or to avoid foreclosure?
Well, it doesn't really say that yet. I mean, this is all still getting written and put down on paper. And the Democrats in Congress, you know, some lawmakers want to see more of this down on paper. You know, it's like, okay, we want some real guarantees that this is going to include more help for homeowners. But you just kind of common sense here suggests that if the government's buying up a lot of these loans and it owns these loans now, I mean, it's in the taxpayers' best interest. It's in the interests of the Treasury that they do some workouts. I mean, you can't hand somebody their house and make them pay $20 for it. But somebody owes $400,000 and they can't really afford that, but they can afford $325 if they pay a 5% interest rate. That costs the government a lot less now if it does that loan workout. So therefore, it just makes sense that if the government's able to get up and running and do it, it would be in everybody's best interest that more of these loans start getting worked out.
NPR's Chris Arnold, thank you.
Thanks, Madeline.